So aimless, life filled with sin, I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. But then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
Hello and welcome to the KJB Right Division Podcast. My name is Brother Robert Browns. I'm from KJB RD Radio Ministries in Lipa City, Batangas, Philippines. Thank you so very much for taking the time to be with me today to hear this message that I have for you, and I pray that it's a blessing to you and a help to you. I pray that it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to play a preaching from Brother Landon, and this is entitled, Does Asking Without Faith Save? Right. Does asking without faith save? All right, so let's go ahead and let's listen to Brother Landon.
Notice right here with me, the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 13. Right here the Bible says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. With this verse right here, we see this within the modern Christian world, within soul winners, they like to run to it and use the Romans road, where they first they point out that a person is a sinner, and they tell them that Jesus saves, and then they point them on down through different verses in Romans, and they lead them right here to our verse right here, and they tell them that you've sinned, you're a sinner, come to the Lord Jesus to save you, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And they tell the sinner that with your mouth, ask Jesus to save you. You see, and that right there, that alone, that bothers me.
Me too, brother.
Because you've isolated all the verses from the context here of verse 13. Because in verse 13, they isolate this verse off and they leave it by itself. So they automatically take the calling and they interpret it to say that it means to ask. And then whenever you try to, you know, come to them and, you know, and show them, you know, hey, that's not right. The verse doesn't say that you have to ask. And then they automatically, they condemn you because they're stuck on a tradition. You know, they went to their own formula to have like a quick little system because they don't want to go through and show the sinner, the lost sinner, that salvation is by faith. But some soul winners, they'll admit, well, yeah, it is by faith. But Romans 10:13, you got to ask. No, because the verse never says that you have to ask.
That's right.
But they say, well, Romans 10:9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, so you have to ask. No, once again, you're still isolating the verses. Because if you look back in the context, you know, back in verse 4, For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. You keep going on down in the context of the chapter. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. You see, faith speaks.
Yes, it does.
They're not careful Bible students, so what they do is they just take it and they separate the faith. Well, calling means you have to ask. No, it does not. Because Romans 10:9, finish out the verse and then add verse 10 with it, because no part of rightly dividing the word of truth, you keep scripture verses in their context. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, don't stop there, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So you see, it's a faith matter that's from the heart.
Yes.
Look at verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Look, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all them that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, well, they say, well, you automatically say that if a person calls by asking, they're not saved. Well, no, I never said that. What I'm saying is, if you call by asking by themselves with no faith, when there's no faith, that person's not saved because it's a heart matter. Yes, a person can say, you know, Lord, save, please save me. But if they're not placing their faith and trust, you know, in the death, burial, and resurrection, then, you know, the person's not saved. Because look at the verse after verse 13. It says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? See, and that's my fear right now, is that a lot of these preachers, they're not sent. There's too many churches today, they're training up these little preacher boys, they're training preachers, and they're sending them forth. Whenever it's God that calls the preacher, and God's the one that sends them forth.
Amen, brother, amen.
Because if you have a whole line of preachers that are trained by their church, and it's the church that's sending them, then you have a man-made preacher instead of a God-filled and a God-made preacher.
Come on, brother.
Because God is the one that equips the preacher. It's not man. We got to stick with the book. God in His Word, that's what we need, and that's what sends the preacher. God Himself sends the preacher, and with His Word, He guides the preacher, amen? But notice over in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22, it says right here, flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. It's out of a pure heart that a person calls by faith.
Yes.
You see, we see so much of this lazy preparation of soul winning tactics, soul winning methods, to where they try to use those little 1-2-3 methods. I'm going to show you a few verses here through Romans. Yeah, yes, a person does need to know that they're a sinner. A person needs to know that salvation is in the Lord Jesus. But they're not showing them the death, burial, and resurrection. They're not showing them that, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, that it's how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. They're not showing them that the death, burial, and resurrection. They're not showing them that it's supposed to be by their faith from the heart. Because over in Romans 3 and verse 25, you know, it says, in whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood. And Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are ye saved through calling, by asking? No, it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But you have a whole line of these people that they just lead them. They supposedly lead these lost sinners by a prayer, by saying, you know, just ask the Lord to save you. But they don't mention anything about faith. They don't mention anything about the blood. They don't mention anything about the death, burial, and resurrection.
Yep, that's right.
And then they wonder why, you know, well, these people, if they're not faithful to church, they're not growing, or, you know, whatever it is. Well, have you ever stopped and think and wonder why? When you ask these people, they're like, oh, I said the prayer. Oh, I asked Jesus. What's your faith? How did you get saved? I asked Jesus to save me. So you placed your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, I asked Jesus to save me. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, did you place your faith in the Lord Jesus? Oh, I asked Him to save me. It's just, see, that's their mindset. The only thing they know is that they asked Jesus to save them. But what they're forgetting is the whole matter of faith, you know, from the heart. Yes, there is a calling. There is a calling. There is something that speaks. But the Bible says that it's faith from the heart. The heart speaks by faith.
Yes.
If a person's heart isn't trusting to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, then there's no salvation. You then whenever you come up to these soul winners and you come up to the modern Christianity, well, you're a heretic. You're telling them that they're not saved, that Jesus doesn't save. That is actually not true. Jesus does save, but Jesus saves by your faith from the heart.
Yes.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart, if you're supposedly taking him right here in Romans, why haven't they believed from the heart? Well, you say, well, why I know that it's believed from the heart? But does the lost sinner know that? Have you told them that they have to believe from the heart? Because if they don't know that they're supposed to believe from the heart, then that's your problem. That's your fault. That's your failure. And you will give an account of that. Because there is nowhere in the New Testament of how we get saved today by grace through faith alone that says you ask Jesus to save you without any faith. Because I've been accused of saying, of people accusing me, well, you say that person asked that they're not saved, or you're against a prayer for a person to be saved. I'm not against prayer or somebody asking. What I'm against is you using that alone without the person placing their faith.
Yes.
Because you know, over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Right.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If there's no faith, then there's your problem. Why you're seeing, you know, people not being faithful to church, and you see the supposed believers not growing.
Amen, Brother Landon. Thank you so very much for this message. I want to continue. You know, Brother Landon mentioned in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? See that? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Okay, let's continue on all the way to 17. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Okay, now pay attention to verse 16 here. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Esaias saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? You see that? So now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. And I will show you the transaction for salvation. Ephesians 1, verses 12 and 13. That we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believe, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. All right, so you hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. You believe it, you trust it, and you're sealed. Okay, sealed into the day of redemption. Okay, There is no asking in that verse. Calling with the mouth. You know, and not everybody that prays the sinner's prayer and all of that has this faith. You know, when I give you an example. When my grandpa passed away back in 2004, my mom told me, "I know that your grandpa was saved." I said, "How do you know that?" And she said, "Because I saw him get down on his knees and say a prayer with a Baptist pastor." So she had faith, but it was not in the blood of Christ, not in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Her faith was in the prayer. So you can have faith, but it's a matter of what the object is of your faith. And there are some that trust the prayer for their salvation. Some that trust, you know, being a local church member. Some that trust water baptism for their salvation. But that's not how a person is saved in this dispensation, in this church age. We're saved by grace through faith. It's about what Christ did, not what we do. Amen. All right. Go ahead and stop right there. Thank you so very much for being with me today. Thank you for your prayers for me and my family. Also for Brother Landon and his family and our ministries. All right. Until next time, God bless you.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.